Hi, thanks for holding.
Did you just call for Chris?
Hang up? I did, yes, hi.
I want to ask, hey, can you help me? Because I'm the one that handles all the accounting.
You know, I saw notes on here. This is Norma, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I saw notes on here that you had been calling, but I also noticed that Christopher had never added you as an authorized user to the account. So if you...
honey.
Huh?
I've dealt with you guys for 2 years now. He's added me 2 years. Everybody else talks to me.
So are you going to handle the payment? That's why I was calling. We're having trouble processing this month's payment. I noticed that the billing information also was in his name, so I didn't know if there was someone else that could help, or is that you?
Although.
Huh?
It takes us canceling our payment to get you guys to return our phone call. That's pretty sad.
Okay. So tell me what's going on, Norma. Maybe I can help you. I don't know. I'll do my best, but.
For the last 6 months to get someone to call and help us back. I've asked questions. No one can help me. No one returns our phone calls or anything else. So when I cancel our payment, guess what? We get all kinds of phone calls. Isn't that amazing?
Well, that's between you and Christopher's credit, because in the terms and conditions that he acknowledged with his e-signature, he agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 31st, and in order to prevent that charge... What was that?
I canceled that last month with the little guy. I canceled that last month with the little guy. You need to go back and replay your messages.
There isn't a record of a cancellation, but I can go back and listen to the call history. But can I share one thing with you, Norma, if I may? I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not, but I will tell you that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,296 times, and you've had 237 Google actions, which include clicks to your site and clicks to call you from the first page. So,
checking on it.
What was that?
That's mainly me and Chris going on there and checking to see if it even works. Because for one, well, I asked you guys, why can't I change anything on our website? Everything's the same. If you pull up other companies that's with you guys, all you guys do is use the same company. I've asked for it 2 years now to change the pictures to our pictures, not someone else's pictures. We don't have a black guy that works for us. We don't have any of that. I've asked 2 years for that to be changed. I even sent pictures in for the last 2 years to have that changed, and nothing's happening yet. We've spent a lot of money with you, so therefore I need customer service back to take care of our company if I'm spending this much with you guys. I can't change anything on that thing.
So I can show you how to do all that on the dashboard once the account is current. If you try to go on the dashboard now.
If I could do it, and they told me, no, it has to go through you guys. So the last 2 years, I've been fighting with this day and night.
So, yes, we do the revisions, but you have access to put anything up on the site that you like, and you just go on the dashboard, and anything that you revise there, it's automatically sent to our technicians and put up on your site within 1 to 3 business days. So...
Not happened.
Okay.
This is where I'm at. This is.
Can I want to share one thing with you, Norma, because I know that the 237 Google actions are not all coming from you and Chris, only because there's 27 different keywords that are coming up. So it wouldn't be you guys just testing it when it's coming from different zip codes and different areas, and there's clicks to your site and clicks to call you. Reason I share that is if this account were ever to cancel, and I'll absolutely help you get the website up to speed, that's no problem, but if this account ever were to cancel, it would dramatically affect your business, because everything that we've done in getting you ranked on Google would unravel. Now, there's also notes on the account that you were contacted by one of those scam companies that scared you, that said, oh, Local Splash is all copy and paste, and they're not doing within Google's best practices, and they give you all of this rigmarole, because if they tell you the truth that you're ranking on the first page.
Stop. I went back, and I did research on that, and it is right. Your website is the same for every one of your customers. Every single one of them. You copy and you paste. You copy and you paste. You don't change a damn thing.
So that's
not
true.
If I get me a call and set up a meeting, you guys don't return my phone call. When I have questions, you can't answer my questions.
Well, I told you I would absolutely help you get the site up to speed, but we can't do it with a past due payment. That's the only problem.
And it's pretty damn sad that I have to do a past due payment to get you guys to call me back.
I know. I'm sorry, Norma. You know what I can do? I can, you know, obviously we have to collect that, but I can put a service credit on here for next month, which means next month would be free and you would be paid in full all the way until July 31st. And the reason I suggest that is that would give us plenty of time to get you on the dashboard, have you get the site exactly the way you want it, and that way, you know, you'd get more bang for your buck, if you will. And then keep in mind, even with that service credit being for next month, you're still on a month-to-month program. So if come July 31st, for some reason, you guys are still not happy, no problem. You could call us and we'll cancel it and you won't have any further charges. But I'm confident that you're absolutely going to be thrilled with it once you see everything laid out the way you want it to be.
But why does it take 2 years for this to take effect now when I've been unhappy for 2 years and I've been trying to get it fixed for 2 years? What is the difference?
I think you might have us confused with another company because you haven't been with us for 2 years. You've been with us for a year. It says in the notes that. Yeah, maybe that's your. A year and a half is more accurate.
Mm-hmm. We went with you.
Okay. Yeah, so it's more accurate a year and a half. You're right, because it says January of 2023, and this is June,
yes.
So it's a little shy. Yeah, okay.
Boy, excuse me, I'm not exact, honey.
I'm sorry. I thought you had us confused with someone else, because it says here 1 year, and yeah, I'm sorry.
Loyal to you guys, but you guys have not been loyal to us when we have questions. This is why I'm to this point. After a year and a half, I should have had everything fixed the way we wanted it. You see my problem?
Can we just backtrack and just let's go step by step here so I can help you? You sent pictures over to have the website revised, and it wasn't ever revised. There's a note in here that somehow we didn't receive the pictures. So do you remember how you sent them?
Sent them to two different emails. I have talked to multiple people.
Okay, but rather than just saying I sent them to two different emails, can you give me, and you might not be able to access this right now, but if you could give me the exact two emails that you sent it to, and then also which dates they were sent, because that way we can go back and research and say how come these photos were never uploaded.
On hold, because it's your damn job. Is that what I'm supposed to do here?
Do what?
I'm just trying to get everything in a row. Am I supposed to put my job on hold to do your job for you?
No, but if it says the photos were never received, then I can't upload them if they were never received, right? That's why I want to show you how to do it on the dashboard. I think that's the best, most effective way.
I could not access anything on there. That you guys had to handle all that. Same way with the Facebook page. So I went on there and made me a new fucking Facebook page so I can fucking access my goddamn self.
So anything.
I'm so aggravated right now. I've been messing with this for a year and a half. Make sure I'm right on that. And I have not got anywhere. Nowhere at all. I waited 6 months on a phone call back. Hello.
I I don't know how to assist you other than, you know, to show you how to go on the dashboard and put the pictures back up there again. If it says that we didn't receive them, you know, I
asked to do your job a year and a half ago, and you guys told me I couldn't. So now you want me to do your job. Is that what you're saying, Tommy? Is that what you're saying?
So
do I need to quit my...
If I hired you to do a new HVAC system in my house and then you came in and it was a gated community, for example, to do it and you couldn't get in the gate and every single time you came, you called me and I just screamed at you and said, I already let you in the gate a year and a half ago. What's wrong with you? Now you're asking me to do your job. You'd be like, no, I'm not asking you to do. I'm just asking you to let me in so I can do my job. And that's all I'm saying is if there's notes here that the pictures weren't received, then it would be common sense to say, you know, please send them again or I can show you how to upload. I can make sure that they're received on this end. But if there's notes that they weren't received, I don't know why. Maybe there was a typo in the email. I don't know what happened. That's why, you know, if you want me to dig deeper, I can, you know, look at the specific emails and the timestamps that you sent them to and try to research it that way. But if you don't want to waste any time doing that, Norma, and I probably wouldn't because you have other things to do, you could just send them back over to me and I could make sure that they get uploaded or we could do it together on the dashboard. You know, I mean, I'm trying to help you as best as I can. And I understand your frustration, but I think you're kind of getting upset with the wrong person because all I typically do is call out and collect failed payments. I don't, you know, revise websites. I don't do any programming, but I can show you the simple steps of how you can make revisions on your end. That's not a problem. And I don't know why someone in the past didn't show you that. But I can absolutely put that service credit on here for next month to kind of compensate you for that not, you know, taking place. Would that be fair enough or?
Why haven't I ever returned a phone call? I mean, I've asked this question multiple times for a half I've been going through this. I've been calling. Hey, we need to change our website. Hey, we need pictures of us up there. We need this. We need that. And no one can answer my questions. No one can help me. I even asked to talk to the owner of Local Slack. That's never happened. I even asked them to give me their supervisor on the phone. That's never happened. I mean, I have been so patient. We don't bother you guys at all. We pay our bill every month and everything else for a year and a half now. And then when we have a problem with it, you guys can't answer our questions. And I have been so patient. Everything's been yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, no, sir, yes, sir. And you know what? I'm to the point now, it's not like that. Because I want progress. I want change.
Right,
and
of course.
And kissing everybody's ass is not getting me anywhere. So now I'm to the point, I spent all this money, and nothing has changed. Those pictures are not us. That website is not us. At all. And do you realize I had a problem because you guys put in there that what was the wording that you guys used? And I had to go to court over that because we do not, someone sued us because it said on our website that we, what was the word? How do you guys put on there?
Well,
we warranted our work, so we was out that money when that customer called us back. And that's because you guys copied and pasted someone else's thing. So I went to court. I had to do that. That's why I'm so aggravated with you guys right now, because you guys cost us a hell of a lot of money, because we don't warranty the parts at all. And we was out that money, because that's what it said on the website. And you can go back and you can listen to that conversation because I talked to somebody. Because I was upset.
I don't see that on your website now, so I don't know
I told them I was upset that I was going to sue your guys' ass. They took it down. It only took matters of seconds for that to come down.
I see.
I had all that stuff. That came out of my pocket. Because of you guys copying and pasting. That's where I'm at with this. This is why I'm so aggravated with this. We are a small business. We don't have time to get sued for something. someone else's mistakes. And we had to stand behind it because it was on our website. Had no clue it was on my website.
So
that's why I'm so, maybe that tells you why I'm.
I understand. I would be frustrated too, but I just, you know, I don't see that even in the notes that that anybody had ever sent over a revision to remove the word warranty. I don't see that it's on your site. So I don't understand, like, you know. Yeah.
I have her from court where she screenshotted off her monitor. Trust me, it was on there. Because that's what I paid for.
Okay.
That was a whole new that we replaced. $10,000, honey.
I'm looking at the notes on the account. And so where do you want to go from here, Norma? I mean, do you want me to just cancel the whole thing and you can be done with it and you can go with that scam company and get a new site up? Or what do you want to do? Because
how scam company? How do you even – now you're just making –
No, I'm not. I want to let you know that Town Square Media, which is the one that it says in the notes that you talk to, that's their pitch when they call people. And the reason I know that they're a scam company is that in order for them, if you were to sign up with them, right, and they are going to build you a new site and get, you know, take over the Google listing and all of that, they can't create a new one because that's a duplicate and it would hurt your rankings, right? So all they can do is, and I'm not talking about the website, I'm talking about the Google placement. You can have five different websites if you want. It's not recommended, but you can get a new website. That's not a problem. But for a Google listing, if you have two Google listings, it throws a red flag with Google. Both of the listings will get blackballed and you'll never get ranked.
It says that you guys don't have any listed with Google. You guys don't. We get those phone calls all the time saying that you need it.
Yeah, those are scam calls, Norma. They tell you that because if they tell you the truth that you're listed with Google and you're on the first page ranking, then you have no reason to talk to them. So that's their pitch. Oh, we can't find you. And Local Splash is copy and paste.
From your company for a year and a half, ma'am. No, we've stuck it out. Even though you guys cost me $10,000, I've still been with you. All I want is a phone call back and my damn questions answered. That's it. That's not too much to ask. And we pay you almost $300 a month. So what am I paying you for if you update my things? Answer my questions and return phone calls. What do I pay your company for? Maybe you guys are the scammers. Have you ever thought about that?
Well, I know that that's not the case, you know, but I can see from your perspective.
I know that. That's where I'm at right now. That is the point I'm at. Because nothing gets done what I want done. So how do I know you guys are not a scammer? Oh, because you're telling me that you're not a scammer? Is that the deal? So I'm supposed to believe you?
What I would suggest is just start asking people, customers, when they call you, how did you find us? And you're going to hear all day long, I saw you on the internet. I looked you up on Google. I found you online.
I have the guys take around a little notepad and they mark it. They hear us by locals here in town. And on your thing, if you go to my dashboard,
237 times it was coming from the Google actions were coming from the first page. But, you know, and that's with the 1,200 impressions, you know, 1,296 impressions.
Pull us up. We don't come up on the front page, to be honest with you. And then another thing is if you go on my webpage, the people that send messages are people that want to help me with my webpage coming across on there if you read them because they're still on there.
So
wants to help build my webpage and stuff like that. I mean, it's not even junk. It's more or less just scam shit that's coming across. It's messaging on there.
So I just did the search HVAC for Miami, Oklahoma, and I found you on the first page in a spotlight position in the third listing. So you are ranking on the first page, Norma. So I don't know. I can send you a link to the Google listing if you want to see it, but you should be able to just put in HVAC contractor near me, and you'll see Air Dixon, Inc. is in a spotlight position. So, I mean, that takes hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming each month, content creation, backlinks, trusted citations. Google changes the algorithms daily. I've seen it happen as frequently as 5 to 6 to 7 times in one day. So every time a new revision comes through, you have a team of technicians here that's updating your information and refreshing your data. That's how we ensure that you never fall off the first page, right? And that's why I wanted to kind of address that call that you received from the other company and the many calls that you're receiving from these companies saying, oh, you're not ranking on the first page, because it's a lie. If you look it up, you'll see that you're there, right? But secondly,
pull up to Facebook, it pulls up Chris's personal Facebook first before it pulls up Eric Dixon. It brings up all his pictures and everything like that on his personal. It does not show Eric Dixon. And then I've asked for that to be changed. I've asked if we could run specials on there. I've tried entering them on there. Nothing comes across. So it's whatever you guys want.
This is actually a Facebook that says Air Dixon Heating and Air Conditioning HVAC. It doesn't say anything about Chris's personal page. What we typically do in order to create a Facebook page, if someone doesn't have a business Facebook, is we'll just ask them if they could add us to their personal one, and then we create it so that it can be linked together. But the actual business page is separate from his personal. I'll send you a link to it if you want to see it. But, yeah, it's definitely separate.
If this was our Facebook page, and it pulled up Chris, and it pulled up all his pictures and everything. It never did pull up Eric Dixon.
I'll send you the one we created in an email. Do you have access to, let me look, airdixoninc@gmail.com?
Yeah, I'm sitting right here at the office trying to work.
Perfect. I'll send you a screenshot of it. I'll send you the link to the Facebook just so that you can see it. And then I'll also send you the screenshot of you guys ranking on the first page of Google just so that you can see that as well. I'll put a link to your Facebook, your business Facebook, and Google screenshot just so you can see it. Facebook. Okay. I mean, I'm sorry about all of this, Norma. Would that be fair enough, the resolution that I was kind of suggesting with, you know, giving you the service credit for next month and then trying to get you on the dashboard and show you how to do the edits on your end? I mean, once you look at these links and you're satisfied that we've been doing some pretty solid work for you, would that be a fair resolution, you think, or?
When I had a question, am I going to get a phone call back or get to talk to somebody that can help me?
Absolutely. This is what I would do. This is what I would do. Now, it's not my department. I don't do a lot of the customer service oriented things. However, I've been with this company for almost 13 years. So I would give you my personal line as a point of contact. And then always use me as a point of contact, meaning whatever you need, call me directly. And then if I can't help you, I most certainly can get you to the person that can. And that would be, you know, the best resolution because, you know, I always tell people, you know, someone will call back within one business day. Usually they call back the same day because we're a couple of hours behind you, right? We're in California, so it's only 8:22 in the morning here. So if you were calling now and saying, hey, Tina, I need this or that, there's no reason that someone wouldn't call you back same day, right? But if, you know, for some reason they didn't call you, they would call you first thing the morning. Let's say that you called, you know, 10 minutes before our closing time or something like that. Then, you know, obviously they would call you the next day. But like I said, most of the time they just call you back the same day. And if you use me as a point of contact, the reason I suggest it here, do you get text messages? Well, actually, you'll see my direct line on the bottom of that email that I just sent you. I'm at extension 777. So the reason I suggest that, Norma, is I know because we have over 200 employees here that if you call through customer service, it is very frustrating, just like any big company. You get the press one for this and the press two for that, and you get all of these different voice prompts. And then, you know, after doing that, sometimes they say everybody's tied up. They'll call you back and please create an appointment. And that's frustrating. So if you call in and you put in that 777, it will always ring directly to my desk. And then, like I said, if I can't help you, I can at least get you to the person that can. And I want to preface that by telling you that I always answer my phone calls live. You saw how easy it was when you hit redial and you went to the call center, you asked for Tina, you came right back to me, or you asked for the person that just called you, right? So I always answer my phone calls live. So if I don't, that all that means is I'm on the other line or I'm in a meeting, but at least I'll call you back as soon as I see that I missed a call. And I'm like a little Energizer bunny. I stay on them. I always say, you know, hey, this person requested a call back. Is it going to be today? Can you call them within the hour? There's a special request. Norma's been waiting. You know what I mean? And I can even schedule it if that's easier for you, so that rather than you worrying about missing a call, we could say, hey, how about 10 o'clock Central Time? Would you be available then? And we could even schedule it for you if you like. So did you get the email that I sent you, Norma?
I'm looking at it right now.
Okay, yeah. So the first one's just a simple link to your Facebook, the business Facebook. But the second one is the screenshot. You can see that I put HVAC Contractor Miami, Oklahoma, and you guys came in the spotlight position of the third company on the first page.
And then I have Chris on me because he's like, nothing's been changed after a year and a half.
Aww.
Not paying this money.
I'm so sorry. Here, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to add you as an authorized user right now because I don't know why it doesn't say that officially in the account, but you're obviously the one handling this. So let me just hear. Norma. What's your last name, Norma?
Milholland.
M-I-L-L or?
Yeah, M-I-L-L-H-O-L-L-I-N.
Okay, is authorized on this account.
He does not talk to anybody. He's
okay.
Not fulfilled.
I understand. No, that's why I don't know, like, why it hasn't ever, because, you know, it could be that he did, you know, verbally do it at one point, and it should be on the account. And the reason that it's not, I don't know, but I'm adding it right now.
I set it up, because he's like,
okay.
Where do we go from here? Well, this local class has been calling, and it seems pretty good. Did all the research, and now he's like, Norma, I'm out a lot of money, and plus the lawsuit, the $10,000 equipment, and now you're telling me that nothing's changed? And I was like, I'm trying. I'm waiting on a phone call back.
Oh, my gosh. That's
so
horrible.
I
understand.
Like, he's up there. Because I've never, ever, customer service, I've never talked to any of my clients or any of who we do business with like this, but I'm to the point, I'm tired of getting griped out. I'm tired of him saying that he's losing money, and I'm just done.
Whose cell phone is the one that ends in 7581? Is that for him?
That's
yours. Okay, good. So, because I'm just putting, it's what?
That's my cell number. That's my personal number. See, I gave him my personal number to call me back on. I gave him the business number.
The reason I'm putting that in here is that I want to put in here that that's your number also, just so that they have a point of contact in the event that, you know, they have to call you or something. They know that if the 2836 number isn't available, that's also you're available at that other number. So let me edit this.
So that's how I set it up. So because Chris, if you call him, he won't know anything, any questions or nothing. He'd be like,
okay. So let's see. And you're the office manager, or it wants me to put a title. I know it's silly,
yeah.
But yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. Oh, hold on. And then your email, it's the same one on the account, right? The
yes.
One I just sent you. Okay. Perfect. So I put the name, the phone number, the email. I put that you're fully authorized. So moving forward, you're not going to have any problems. Yeah, I just did that for you, Norma. No problem. And then, yeah, so now that you see that you are ranking? I mean, do you feel comfortable with maybe, you know, getting the payment up to speed just so that I can apply that service credit and show you how to get on the dashboard? If you're not comfortable, that's okay. We don't have to do it now, but I just want, the dashboard will block you until, you know, we get it up to speed. That's the only reason I ask.
Well, we don't have my problem paying, you know.
Okay.
But my problem is I was not getting no phone call back.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry.
That's why I'm like, and they don't receive it. And that's why I told that guy, I said, you will not receive a payment until I get a phone call back and get my
And you answered the first time I called earlier. You didn't, it's not like you're hard to get a hold of. You know, sometimes we have one of those clients that, you know, we call and call and call and it's mailbox not set up or mailbox full, and then we call and we text and we email and for some reason they're impossible to get a hold of. But that's absolutely not the case with you. You picked up the first time I called, you know.
Morning, I answer it.
Yeah, and we have an alternate cell phone number, so how can it get better than that, you know? Yeah,
so
yeah.
And I've left everything open. I'm like...
Yeah.
So, but it never came down to me to cancel my payment to get a phone call back after we paid.
It's frustrating on my end too, because it kind of is, it kind of like puts all of that extra frustration of you out on me when all I do is call for the payment. I didn't know any of this happened, but I'm happy that I do know now.
Note it all. He said that I was upset. I needed this and this and this and get a phone call back the next day.
Yeah.
Still waiting.
Well, I just texted you my direct line. I know that you have it on the email, but I want you to bookmark it too, just so that moving forward you have an easy point of contact, because I'd rather have you just call in, tell me what you need. I send it over to that person.
Call very often at all. I mean, you probably will probably never hear from me once we get the website set back up.
Right. No, let's get that up to speed for sure. Now I'm going to send you an email, actually I can send it by text since I have your text. There are some different templates also that you can select for your website. So you're not married to this template that you have. There's a couple of different options. So I'll send you this text where you can go on and you can look at the different templates that you like. Normally they charge a little bit extra to upgrade to one of these, but I'm going to do it for you free of charge, obviously.
We don't care.
So if you pick one of these templates that you like, let me know. And then as we do the revisions on the website, we'll, rather than using the template that you have, we'll be using the template that you're selecting. Also, on top of that, you can pick your color scheme, your font. You can, you know, it's not like you have to stick with, you know, a copy and paste website. Obviously, when a new client signs on, we're going to copy and paste and use stock photos and get the site up quickly just so that we can get them up and running. But, you know, our hope is that they do go in and make revisions and send us pictures and all that so we can kind of customize it for them. So, and that's what I'm going to be helping you with, you know, once we get the payment up to speed, so I can show you a simple way to do it right off the dashboard. Another feature that I can put on there for you, if you like, is if you wanted to, you could do a call tracking number. That way you and Chris can track the calls that are coming in directly from this campaign. And then that way he would know that he is getting some value for what he's paying. You know, if you can go on the dashboard and say, hey, you know, this.
We call Chris the caveman because he's very old-fashioned. So me and my kids, we call him the caveman, and he does not like change, but then he, when he pays for something, he wants it done right. So he's very old-fashioned. So that might help him where I can prove to him, hey, this is working. We do need to pay for this. This is what's going to happen. Everything, like our profits and losses on each job, I have to write everything out and break it down and show him, hey, you lost money on this job. That's where I'm at with him. I'm frustrated with that because now he's frustrated with this local flash, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I have nothing to show him on paper.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to upgrade you and put that call tracking number in here also. So let me just put a couple of things that I'm giving it to you for free. You don't have to pay the upgrade. And then what they'll do is they'll purchase a brand new let me see here, 918 area code number. And then when people call it, it's still going to forward over to your number ending in 2836. And then the calls will be recorded on the dashboard, so you can go in and listen to them for quality assurance. But also, okay, it will give you that concrete evidence that you can show Chris and say, hey, look at this, is how many calls are coming in through this campaign. So it's definitely worth it, you know. So let me just indicate that we'll do the call tracking. Then I have to add it one more place so that it doesn't charge you on an invoice. I'll just put zero for the cost. Call tracking. Okay. I'm going to refresh and just make sure it's stuck. Okay, good. It's stuck in both places. So we'll do an upgrade to a nicer website for you for free, and we'll also put that call tracking on there for free. And then on top of that, obviously, I'm putting the service credit on also for next month. So, you know, that way, once this is up to speed, you're paid in full all the way till July 31st. And then...
If we're not with the credit card, I'm going to put it on my business debit card.
Okay, so on the business debit card, does it say Air Dixon Inc. or does it also say Norma? How does the name read on the card?
It says Norma R. Harris, Air Dixon Inc.
Okay, so it's both Norma R. Harris.
Okay.
Air Dixon.
Yeah,
Inc.
Yeah, I went back to my maiden. So I need probably today, but it's okay right now.
It's funny that you went back to your maiden name, because my mom and dad divorced when I was very young. I was like 4, but she kept his last name because she wanted the same last name to match her kids, which was me and my brother.
I did too. But
my dad would always joke over the years when we'd go over there for a weekend or whatever, he'd be like, oh yeah, she's still into me. She kept my last name. And it's so funny because the more he would say that, the more angry she would get. She'd be like, I want nothing to do. The best thing that happened was when I divorced him. And
yeah. Well, I kept it about 4 years, and I was like, no. No, I don't want to stay with that anymore. So,
that's hilarious. Well, you know what? These days, that's so common where the parents have the different last name than the kids. But I guess back then, because when I was born in 69, you know, I guess you were frowned upon at the school if you came in and you had a different last name. And I'm here to pick them up. And they'd look at, like, who are you? And she just didn't want to explain it. And
it's better this way with this one.
Yeah, because look at how times have changed now. People could care less now. Oh, you're Norma Harris? Okay, great. Here's the kids. You know, no problem.
I was 16 years. I'm done with that one.
But my mom said that too. She goes, I was married to him for 8 years, and that was enough for me.
16 was too many, honey.
That's funny. Oh, thanks for the laugh. But is it the Miami Boulevard Northwest, the 214, also for the billing address? Okay, so that's the same.
The billing is different.
It's different.
To
appeal.
Okay, getting ready to move.
Okay,
yeah,
so let me
sorry.
P.O. box. That's okay. I'll
so
fix
I will,
it. And then
here pretty quick. I think he has closing this week on that new place where he's moving the business and everything like that. So
how exciting. Is it close to where you are? Is it a little drive, or how far is it from?
Moving out in the country, the business
Aww.
And stuff out. Because right now he's renting. Okay, so right now the main office is in his home, and then he has a shop that he rents. So now
I
everything
see.
Will be together. So
okay.
That's how. Because he's got.
So
he's
what I would recommend, Norma, is even though he's moving out to the country, if the business service area is still going to be close to where he services now, then you don't have to update it on the Google, because if you update it, it's going to pin you out in the country where the new location is, right? But if he's moving it and he wants the client calls to be closer to that country location where he's moving, then
it's
absolutely.
Like on the outside of town. So it's still a Miami address. It's just all that stuff.
Okay.
So
okay.
Right now we just
yeah.
have
It's just he's moving, so it to make it official, it's going to be, you know, out in the country a little bit with a new address. Okay. Okay.
Right outside city limits. So,
oh, good. That okay. Way, that's what I was, yeah, because I didn't know if when you said out in the country if he's going to be like 45 minutes away or something, and that's why I thought,
oh,
you know,
I
but
did.
If it's...
I would deal with any customer.
Exactly. Yeah, that's so funny.
I actually watch my customers, like, I will sit and talk to him for hours. He's like, Norma, we got to get back to work. Why don't you back at the office? And I was like, well, I went out here to get a payment, and you know, they started talking about their life, so I sit here and listen to them. So I get in trouble quite often. But I just
well, you know what? I'm going to send you also the review generator email, and the reason being is you're so personable and you talk to the clients, and that, even though he doesn't like it, is excellent customer service. So what you can do is you can send them after you invoice them and, you know, get payment and get, you know, service their needs. You can say, hey, I'm going to send you a little email with a link to our Google listing. Can you leave me a review? And someone like you, it's a slam dunk. They're going to leave it all day long because you've already listened to them and you know what I mean?
Why? They think I'm his wife. They're like, your wife is the one that got the job. She's like, oh. I'm like, I should get a raise.
I was going to say, start charging him commission. Say, hey, that's an extra 10% now for me. Because
well, a little bit ago, I said, I can charge you the service call and send someone out there, but I think it's just your batteries and your thermostat. He's like, are you serious? I was like, yeah, go change them, and I just mark off this phone call, and you won't have to pay.
Aww.
The batteries. He's like, well, thank you. And I was like, don't touch
That's so funny. No, you know what? You're a person of morals and ethics, and you're honest with them, and that goes a long way.
Yeah.
I mean, and look at how the person that was in the first position on the first page, they just have more reviews than you do. So if you start working on that, oh, my gosh, you're probably going to end up in the very first position in no time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but we
especially
at all. We never had that option to send them the link to go.
Oh, I'll send it to you. I'll do that right now, but I don't want to leave the screen because then I have to start all over. So what's the P.O. Box number for the billing?
So P.O. Box 322, Miami, Oklahoma, 74355. I got to say that to myself because I wanted to have the old, I didn't know a P.O. Box had a different zip code.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Yeah, they do. So 74355. Okay. And then I'm ready for the card number whenever you are, Norma.
So it's 46345200556006. And we just keep that one on file.
Okay. You got it. And then the expiration?
525.
5 of 25, and then the code?
410.
410. Okay, so this one I'm going
to
store.
From here, I'm going to have to call you and update that.
Yeah, I can even show you right now how to go on the dashboard and update payment. If you ever wanted to do it on your end, you can do it too. So it's super simple. So give me a second here. I got the green light on the payment, so I'm just going to apply the service credit for next month. And then I will show you how to get on. I'm going to send you an email right now that says login credentials to your advanced reporting. But if you would do me a favor, you could go to my.localsplash.
I'm on our local splash.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know what? It says here that the password's blank, which means you already reset it. So once you log in, tell me when you're on the dashboard, and then I'll tell you where to go to make these edits to the site.
Okay,
and I actually resent the login credentials, but forgive me, I did that before you told me you were already on. So.
So it's on my phone. You sent it to my phone?
I sent it to the email, so the username is just the 10-digit phone number, and then the password is whatever you set it to since it's blank. And then once you get in, I can show you the place where you can do the upload.
So it went. I'm in there.
You're in there. Okay. So do you see anywhere at the top? It's different interface on a cell phone than it is from a regular computer. But do you see anywhere at the top where it's showing three dots or three lines? What about at the top, do you see anywhere that you could hover over his initials where it says CD?
I found the three lines.
Okay. So if you hover over that, does it pull up the tabs, home, leads, website, listings?
Yes.
Okay. If you go to the very last one that says business info and click that.
Okay.
This is the page where you can make updates to your site on your end. So if you scroll all the way to the bottom, you can see that this looks like probably your actual logo, right? But you don't have to use the logo as the cover photo also. You could get a different cover photo. You can put actual photos on here. So anywhere, if you hover over and you see a little pen icon or a blue circle with a check mark in it or the little plus sign, you can go in and click there and you can upload photos and then you can rearrange them in the order that you want them to show on the website. You can delete photos if they're not applicable to you, and any revisions that you make here, they're all automatically sent to our technicians and updated on your website within 1 to 3 business days. Now, as you go up, you can see anywhere that you want to edit, you can. Let's say that you're like, oh, my gosh, it says our hours of operation are 8 to 5, and I want to change that. You can just hover over any of these sections, and you can make revisions, and they'll automatically be updated for you. There's a couple of sections where it'll pop up a red circle with a line through it under, like, for instance, keywords. It says search phrases. You can still modify those search phrases, but on those sections, you'd have to call us to do it. It would just be, you can't do it automatically because those are the sections where if you put in something wrong, it might hurt your rankings. So you would just call us to do revisions to those. But anywhere else where you see that pen icon popping up, that's where you can make edits on your end. And you can even see here I added you as the fully authorized on this account. That's already showing up under contacts.
Now, if I get a new debit card, where do I change that out for you?
So for that, do you see... I don't know if it would be under those three lines or if it would be up at the right, because on my interface it's up at the right, but do you see anywhere that has a little circle with his initials on it? It should say CD for Christopher Dixon.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If you hover over that, you'll come to where it says account settings or logout. So if you click on account settings, this is going to pull up personal info, password, billing. So if you click on billing, this is the page where you can go in and you can add a new debit card in case something changes in the future.
Right, I can do that.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, I want to show you, you can go back through, if you click on home, you can go back through and look at these different tabs at your leisure. I'm sure you've been on here before showing you, you know, the key. That's where I was getting the data from when I was saying, oh, you were found 1,296 times and you had 237 Google actions. You've had 580 clicks to your site through the Facebook ad, so on and so forth. So this is where you can see the results. Under where it says local leads, where it says 7, that is on your website, you have a contact form. So most people won't get to that because they've already called you. You know, if they see you on the first page, they're going to call you or they'll go to your website for immediate contact. But there will be rare instances where they can't call you because they just looked you up and now they're at work or they're with family. So if they plug their information into that form, you get notified that there's a lead coming through the site. Now, that call tracking number that we're going to put on here for you, that the leads that come through that call tracking number, they're also going to be stored here on the dashboard. So moving forward, you're going to start seeing more and more leads, and then you can come in here and you can click on the calls and you can listen to them for quality assurance and show Chris exactly what he's getting for his money, okay?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And then the last thing I'll show you, because you know, you can kind of poke around here more when you have more time, but the last thing I'll show you is, can you do me a favor and look up that email that I sent you that says learn how to get more reviews?
Because you sent it online. Okay.
Yep, it's on the airdixoninc@gmail.com.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. This is the one that you can send to all those clients that you're hooking up, so to speak, and tell them to leave you a review.
Yeah, I just need to copy the phone.
Yeah, under the line, you see how there's a line there? Under that dotted line, you just copy and paste and put it in a new email to your past or present clients.
Okay.
When I sent that email to you, it also should have triggered a text message. So in the event that you've come across a client that doesn't have an email or oh, shoot, I was just out there and I forgot to ask them for their email, no problem. You can still send this link to them on the text message. You would just copy the link portion of it that's in your text and copy that and send it to the new client.
Okay.
And the reason it's so effective, Norma, is that you can see if you hit under that line where it says to leave a review, click here. If you click there, it automatically pulls up your Google listing with the link to leave you a site. And that's why it's so effective. Most people will do it because it's only the matter of a click of a button.
All right.
Yeah, and that's why it's so effective, because I know I'm in internet marketing. I know how important reviews are for a business and for online reputation. So, you know, oftentimes I have a good experience with a business and I say, oh, I'm going to go give you a 5-star review. You guys were awesome. But the problem is, once I'm outside of that moment, that idea kind of gets stuck on the back burner. You know, we all know what happens to those ideas that are stuck on the back burner, right? So the reason this is so effective is because it's that simple, and people just click on the button, they're already in the Google page, and they'll be like, oh, yeah, that's right. Norma was the one that told me to replace the battery, and absolutely, I'm good, you know, and they'll just automatically fill it out for you. And what I would recommend there is, let's say that you can think of 20 or 30 people that, oh, man, these are the ones that I can send it to right now. Don't send them out all at once, because that also looks suspicious to Google. If there's a company up there that's had 2 5-star reviews all year, and then all of a sudden in the month of June they get 15 new reviews, that looks suspicious. So I would say, you know, send them out sporadically. Send out maybe 5 of the emails here and 5 of, maybe even bookmark it. The first of the month, I'm going to send out 5 here and there. Then you get a new review here and a new review there that keeps you relevant to Google. And it also looks much better to Google, because now they see that you're getting consistent 5-star reviews, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So.
All right, now on the pictures and stuff, when I send them here in a little bit, I will see which ones he wants to use, because we got a bunch, so, and see what he wants to do on that.
Okay, so the only thing I wanted to ask you is, can you look at the interface right now as to which website template you like, and that way you'll have a better, you know, I can send it over to the technicians right away to upload the template, and then as you get the new pictures coming in, we can update that accordingly. So you can go to, rather than searching through the text message, because I've sent you a couple of them now, if you go to localsplash.com, which is just our website.
I need to log out of ours again.
Oh yeah, it did that to me too. It brought up the dashboard rather than, you can just go to localsplash.com/my site then, it rather than logging out if you want.
Okay, I'm on there now.
Okay, so are you on the actual website or are you on the site that says My Site Premium Websites Tailored for Success?
It says My Site Premium Website Tailored
okay,
for Success.
Okay, good. So if you scroll down, if you click on See Demo, that's not going to do anything for you. That's going to just send us a message that you want to see the demo. So you can just look at these different sites right here and tell me of these themes, which one do you think speaks to you more? Do you like the first one where the business name is in the middle and the schedule box is smaller? Or do you like the second one where it has a bigger box for schedule? Or do you like the third one where it says business name, expert services, so on and so forth? Because these are the different templates that I was talking about that you can choose from.
Probably that last one, I would think.
I think so, too. I was hoping that you picked that one. I like that one, too. Okay, so I'll have them upgrade to that template.
Okay.
And then, because for yours, I don't know why it's this way, but on your site, the home services, all that, it's a tab at the left that you have to scroll through.
Yeah.
And that's a little bit confusing for clients, you know, to have to go through that. So I'm going to try to do that. And then also I'll put your name up here or the phone number up here at the top just to make it easier available once we get the tracking number set up for you. So I'll have them set that up today. So if you get a call from our customer service, that's just because they're going to try to show you how to access that call tracking number once it's set up, okay?
All right. Sounds good.
And then just so I can notate the account, when do you think you can go in and re-upload those photos on that dashboard? You don't have to do it today because I know you're busy, but I just want them to look out.
I can stay over and go through it when he gets off because I think he has a pretty early day, like at 5 o'clock today, so hopefully I can have everything out here on the desk.
Oh, good. That would be phenomenal. Okay, so I'll tell them to upgrade the template right now, but tomorrow when we come in, if you're doing it after 5, then those revisions should already be here. So I'll tell them to access it in the morning and then start putting all of your content on the new site for you, okay? And then just so that you know, I just want to check one more thing here. Okay, it's airdixonhvac.com. So you can go to that, you know, every day or every couple of days and just check it and see that the revisions are being done accordingly. And you're not married to the way that it looks when they do launch it. If you don't like something, just call me and then I'll get you over to that department and they'll fix it, okay?
Okay, well, I really appreciate you, and I do apologize.
I appreciate you too. No, I understand, Norma. That's why I kept telling you, like, hey, I'm there with you because I'm just as frustrated with them as you are. Because if they had called you back and handled all this, I wouldn't be in this situation right now, you know. So I totally understand. And at the end of the day, we're getting it all fixed for you, and that's what's important, right? So.
Probably stick with you until he shuts his business down because he does not like change.
Yes.
So
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, and at least this way he'll see that he's getting value for what he's paying. Because if nobody ever showed you this before, and he you don't have anything to show him, he's thinking that he's taking $249 each month and throwing it down the toilet. You know, you haven't even seen the Facebook that we've been running ads on until now. You know, and that's a big problem. And I apologize for that, but at least I sent you that so you have something to show him. And then once we get the call tracking number and the site all revised beautifully, then he's going to be so happy with it. And he'll be so proud of you for getting it taken care of too. You know what I mean?
Maybe he'll give me a week off.
There you go. Yeah. And tell him Tina said that you need to start getting commission. I don't know if he's going to listen to me or not, but at least tell him.
I will. All right. I will work when he comes.
Awesome.